Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Had, you know, really good productive meetings last night with our team and closed a chapter on that BC game. And, you know, our media attention goes to a really talented Florida State football team that's, you know, obviously been tested with Alabama, Virginia, and of course, Miami this past weekend. So they're really good. But, you know, just hitting on the BC game, you know, which I, you know, don't feel any different than I felt after the game. It was a complete game by our football team, kind of what you've been expecting and wanting. I think we executed at a high rate. And that's probably why the score looked like it did. I think when you execute and you don't turn the ball over, good things happen. And our offense had a chance to get almost 90 plays and our defense is on the field for 60 plays. And that's kind of how you'd like it to be. You know, I talked about the yards per carry, yards per pass last week and said we didn't have enough plays. Well, when you have more plays and you move the sticks like we did, and again, our goal was to make an impact and play a complete game. And that's what our guys did. So, but again, going right on to Florida State, you know, Mike Norvell, heck of a football coach, has had success wherever he's been. In the offseason, made two, you know, coordinator changes and obviously some other staff changes. And I think it's made a difference. He's got, you know, guru Gus Malzahn, who we all know is really, really talented, former head football coach at several places. Does a nice job. You know, they're the number two rushing offense in the country. So they're talented. They got running backs and skill everywhere. And then defensively, Tony White, old Syracuse coordinator back in, I think, 2021, 2022, does a nice job. Has moved around. He's done a nice job on defense. Again, starts up front with those guys. I mean, their front four are fantastic. You know, you can call them the Fantastic Four. They put pressure on the quarterback. We got to be really good up front this weekend. And again, they got skill all over the field. They got, they're exceptionally athletic. Questions?
Thank you. Just watching film with Castellanos since he's been at Florida State, what have you seen about, is there anything that stands out to you that's,
you know, I think, you know, maybe surrounded with a lot better players than he was back at Boston College. I think, you know, the talent surrounding him, the weapons he's got at receiver, he's got a 6'6" wide out that, he's going to, you know, we call it run it routes. He's going to, you know, run a comeback. He's going to get thrown back shoulder fades at 6'6". We don't have any 6'5" corners. He's really talented. He's got, you know, great eye-hand coordination, makes tough contested catches. So he's got talent around him. His athletic ability hadn't changed. He was athletic and scrambled all over the place in the past. He's doing the same thing. He can make plays with his feet. They like to run quarterback draws with him. So we got to be really ready for all the quarterback draws that we'll see. And obviously trying to, you know, stop the slew of running backs they have in that backfield that are big and athletic.
What have you seen out of Mason that tells you you'll be ready for that environment, be able to handle the environment you guys are walking into?
Yeah, Jeff, we'll find out this weekend, right? We're going to find out. First time starting last week in the college atmosphere, and you know, now it's going to be a you know an angry, enthusiastic crowd down there in Tallahassee. So, you know, we'll find out. But, you know, kind of like Trey Butkowski, you know, is another freshman that's playing for us. I mean, I think he's kind of like this. But it's not going to be, you know, how he handles it. It's going to be how we handle it. It's going to be, you know, getting the snap cadence. You know, we had zero unforced errors on offense as far as, you know, penalties. I think we had four holding calls, but aggressive penalties. But, so that'll be the challenge. We got to do a great job as a staff, you know, this week of, you know, just making sure that, you know, we are on top of our game there and we execute at a high level that way.
You can see his athletic ability, like on his high school tape. He could run and he could throw and all of that. You talked after the game about his preparation. I mean, what are those other things beyond the athletic ability that set him apart, allowed him to have success and should help him when he goes into a tough environment?
Well, I mean, obviously intelligence and preparation are probably, you know, one of the key ingredients. You can be a lesser talented player. We got a lot of talent in that quarterback room. But, you know, just the preparation is really good. But, you know, he's got a quick release and he knows where to go with the ball. He's got a good pre-snap idea of what's going on. So, you know, that intelligent there helps.
Where's Eli mentally right now?
Eli's in a good place. Eli, I mean, you know, nobody's happy, but, you know, including myself, I mean, it's something you don't want to ever have to do. But, you know, it's part of the game of football, right? It doesn't matter if you're a corner or safety, a linebacker or quarterback or running back. I mean, you know, there's adversity that hits. I think he's dealt with adversity well. And, you know, and he continues, you know, he'll have to continue to do. We're going to need him. So.
What was it important to you to get him in the fourth quarter?
Why was it important? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, based on the score, I want to get his confidence back where it was and, you know, just get him going. So it was real important to get him. I mean, you know, you never thought you would get in going into an ACC contest like we did. But, you know, we were fortunate to be able to get him in there and get him some snaps because, you know, there's still a lot of trust and faith in Eli Holstein. I guarantee you that.
From the offensive line to Joels and Jakarian, just what do you feel like went differently against Boston College to allow you to find some momentum on the ground for the first time in a couple weeks?
Yeah, I think anytime you throw the ball effectively, it's going to open up your run game. You know, we've talked about taking what they're going to give you when you're having, you're throwing completions and they got to worry about defending both. And again, I talk about all the time here being two dimensional, right? You know, we ended up being two dimensional on offense, and anytime you can be two dimensional and you're not, you know, you're not getting a box packed because they don't think you can, you know, hit an open receiver or complete it. I think that's what it comes down to.
Watching the film, how did Ryan do
this
rush start?
Ryan Credit, left guard. Yeah, Ryan did well. I mean, everybody played pretty well when you beat a team like that. And again, that was a really good Boston College team, guys. I mean, the score didn't look like it, and you're like, oh, you know, we beat, you know. But it was because of execution and the ball. And when you don't turn it over, like I said, I think that's a really good football team. It's going to win some games this year and they're talented. And, it was one of those days where we really executed and we need to bottle everything that we did last week and bring it down to Tallahassee.
Made an emphasis on depth. Depth was a little bit challenged on offensive line and defensive end due to injuries. What were your impressions on how those guys had to step up?
They played good enough to win. I mean, you know, they played good enough to win up front. You know, it's the next man up, whatever it is, whenever it is. Our guys came in and you know, Gio Cooley got some snaps at right tackle as well. So it was good to see an Erie boy, Erie PA guy get in there. And he's only going to get better with more snaps if we can afford to give them to him.
A start like that for Mason, especially a first career start, maybe you get a little too high on yourself, but how has he sort of stayed level-headed this week so far?
Well, I haven't seen this week so far. It is Monday morning at noon. You know, I think, you know, all the quarterbacks are in meeting, watching tape now, so they're all in there. So I haven't, you know, it's not like I pull them in and say, hey, how you doing? Like, how are you, high? Are you low? But, you know, like I try to teach our whole team, hey, you know, you can't ever get too high, can't get too low. You just got to kind of stay in the middle, and I think that's where Mason will be regardless of what I say to him or what he feels like today.
Was it important to get make the new quarterback at this point in the schedule as opposed to later, especially with the last time being not on the schedule this season?
You know what? I'm not worried about when. I'm not worried about the last three games. I couldn't even tell you. I know we play Miami at the end. I couldn't tell you who we play game 10 or 11. I know we finished with Miami. You know, I knew we started up with Duquesne and Miami. I don't know why I remember that, but I know we got Miami. But I'm not worried about what game it is. You know, it's important for our football team just to give us the best chance to win and who can go out there and execute and help us win.
Thank you.
Pat, this was your first Power 4 win in a while. Does it feel like you kind of got a monkey off your back?
Not really. I mean, you know, we were close to getting a few last year at the end of the year, and we didn't finish for whatever reason, and there's multiple reasons, but, you know, I didn't see any monkey on my back. I didn't look to see if he was there or not, but I just got him off a long time ago if I could.
You used Isaiah Buell at defensive end on Saturday. What went into that move? How did he do, and could that be a long-term switch for him?
Yeah, it could be a long-term, you know, Ghost is a guy, Isaiah Buell, Ghost, nickname, a.k.a., Ghost is a guy that plays with a great motor. He's very detailed. He's smart. That's why he's a personal protector on our punt team. He can execute everything we need him to execute. He's kind of a tweener between a defensive end and D tackle, and especially this week with the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The mammoth guys that we're going to play up front, I mean, from 6'7", 330 pounds, I mean, across the board, they're huge. And but he's tough enough to play inside, and he's athletic enough to play on the edge. So he's one of those guys that can play both.
You think that was the best game from your defense this season, at least going back on tape? Would you say that?
You could say that. You could say that. I mean, again, it comes down to execution. And, you know, I think the main thing was time possession. When you only got 60 plays or 65 plays or whatever it is, that's a normal game. When you're playing in the 90s, there's going to be a lack of execution. There's going to be exhaustion, you know, that comes in, whether you go overtime or you don't go overtime. So, complimenting, football offense, staying on the field, executing, moving the sticks, which is critical, and giving our defense a break, then you're going to have more energy for, 60 plays. If you need to tap out in 60 plays, then we got, conditioning problems, which we don't.
Anything else? Kid Cade has said in the past that he wants to lead the nation in first downs. I think you guys had 31 first downs. It might be the most in a game since he's been here. Was that kind of, they used the tempo, but they still ran a lot of plays, picking up those small chunks, just kind of moving the ball down the field. Is that sort of the offense you wanted him to bring here, something that would just chip away and get down the field?
No question about it. I mean, again, moving those sticks and moving the chains. I think our longest drive for points a week ago was 2:31. I mean, you look the other day, we had probably four or five drives that were 4.5, 5.5 minutes long. And again, the offense is just moving on the field. And I always say it's a lot easier to play offense than it is defense because you dictate. Defensively, reactors. You have to react and to what everybody's doing. So, being able to execute and get the ball out and move those sticks is critical. I don't care if it's explosives. We'd like to have more explosives. I think, when you look at it, Boston College had two explosives on the day. Again, two. Our goal is to limit them to five. So we're way under that number. And offensively, we had what we considered 14 explosives. So there were still explosives, but we kept those chains moving. Made the chain crew work today instead of just lining them up and leaving them there and then punt the ball.
How much of what Mason did on Saturday is came as a surprise, and I'm sure you knew a lot about it, but
yeah.
So you actually throw him in the game action.
Yeah, I mean, there's no surprises in practice because you saw what you saw, you see what you've seen since August, since spring ball, since bowl practice up in Michigan. So we knew that we had something good with him. But until you see how a guy reacts on game day, you know, I can't tell you had the greatest scrimmages ever in August, you know, when we went to the stadium twice, but he also wasn't playing with the one offense either. So him being able to play with the ones and making sure your receivers are where they need to be, that those are all factors that, you know, we had to obviously factor in.
Decision of that magnitude at the most important position on the field. Just how did you go about arriving at that decision? I guess specifically, to what extent did you seek out Cade and just try to gather input from him or whoever else?
Well, you know, we talk every day. We talk depth chart every single day as a staff. It's not just me and Cade, but it's obviously, you know, Cade and I, you know, had some conversations and we'll keep those personal, but there's a lot that goes into a decision like that. That's not anything. That's hard. That's a hard decision to make when you look at Eli as a 7-1 starter a year ago. I think he's 7-0 as a starter that finishes the game, right? I think his one loss was Louisville when he didn't, you know, he had two drives. So there's a ton of talent there. There's, you know, a ton of faith in Eli. But sometimes you get in a rut and it's what we did.
Six different touchdowns against BC, six different scores. I mean, how important is that, the offense, just having anyone that can go out and get a touchdown?
Yeah, I mean, again, it's not like we're looking for one guy. I mean, I think Poppy was the leading receiver coming into that game probably. Probably scored a touchdown. You know, he was making plays. And all of a sudden, you know, Kenny Johnson gets into factor. I know you guys asked that question probably last week. Kenny had an outstanding game, as you can see right there. I mean, he's playing at a high level. You guys like these new pictures we got up here? That's a heck of a cause fumble. We've worked really hard on that, and it was good to see one come out on Saturday. But, you throw it to the guys that are open. You throw it to the guy you're supposed to. It's not like, pre-snap, you're going, I want to throw it to that. You can't predetermine where you want to throw the ball. It can't happen.
I think when we've asked you about Blue Hicks in the past, you talked about, you need to give him the ball in space more and let him make plays, but it seems like he's caught some passes downfield. I mean, the one came back on a holding call the other day, but that was a pretty impressive catch.
Yeah, he had a nice head stand, too. Better not have any of that anymore either. But
has he, I don't want to say surprised you, but impressed with what he's been able to do as far as getting downfield and making catches, not just the short stuff?
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, you can't play receiver if that's all we're going to do is throw you the ball at the line of scrimmage and see if you can make a play with your feet. We'll put him at running back if that's the case. It doesn't shock me at all. Blue is an excellent receiver. Yeah, I wouldn't brag about him in August camp if I didn't think that guy could make plays down the field as well as if and when he gets that ball in his hands and has some space that he can make something happen, whether it's a behind the line of scrimmage or 10 yards down the field. You know, he can make plays, you know. We have yet to see that, I think, a whole lot. But he's made some acrobatic, catches down the field, which, is huge. I mean, you have to be to be a complete receiver, you got to be able to do both. And he's one of those guys that I think can make plays with his feet after he catches it. But he certainly obviously can catch the ball down the field and make plays down the field.
First, you know, say that big win in week one against Alabama and then two straight losses now. I guess what's different about that team that beat Alabama versus the one that's lost?
I don't know if you put any tape of Miami, Florida, the Hurricanes, they're pretty good. That was a battle down there in Florida last week and what they call, battle for the state championship, I guess, of the Florida teams. So, I mean, they've been tested. They've played some good football. That's a really, really, really good football team, guys. And we're going to have to play our best to go down there and get a win on Saturday. That's for sure. They're really good. They're talented everywhere and they got great coaches. So we're going to have to go down and play.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
this wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.